There are growing doubts that any kind of agreement will be reached in the two remaining days of the UN climate change talks in Cancun in Mexico. John Kelly has more.
The talks at the Caribbean beach resort of Cancun have more modest ambitions than at Copenhagen last year, but there are still yawning gaps over the future of the Kyoto Protocol. Participants at the two-week talks no longer expect an international legally binding treaty that will commit all countries to cutting greenhouse gas emissions. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has warned delegates that they must be prepared to compromise if an ideal agreement is not possible.
We are still not rising to the challenge. We are here for one reason: to protect people and the planet from the uncontrolled climate change. To do that, we need to make progress.
Instead, environment ministers have been focusing on secondary tools for confronting global warming, including a framework for a multi-billion-dollar green fund to assist poor countries in coping with climate change. The green fund would help developing nations buy advanced clean energy technology to reduce their own emissions and to adapt to climate change by building seawalls against rising seas and upgrading farming practices to compensate for shifting rain patterns. Developing nations consider inadequate the $100 billion a year goal set in the Copenhagen Accord and propose instead that richer countries commit 1.5% of their annual gross domestic product, roughly $600 billion a year. Developed nations have resisted such ambitious targets. I'm John Kelly.